And cultural language can describe the universe as much as you want. You'll never get to the specifics. And until you work with the specifics, you're really not in control of your existence. And that is why great masters like your brothers and sisters of higher maturity in love have all been busy by living. They were the doers. So we know it, and we question, and the facts are constantly confronting us to live the life consciously. Churchianity is not Christianity, and Christianity doesn't begin with Jesus. It begins with creation. The Christ in you is the power in you to know what you are. And that power has been placed in creation from the very, very dawn of time. And it will be with us right through to midnight eternity, where each form, male or female, has to comfort with that reality of what they are within themselves. And we'll be constantly reminded by that principle. Seeking first the kingdom or the story or the relationship of God, the principle, the design, how this structure is put together. And this righteousness, how it operates. And it will free you from the belief system. And free men all, men and women, Lord of the soul.
Suicide?
That's the second test in the desert that Jesus resolved when he had to face his own negative thought mind as a test with the positive thought mind. We call it devil. And the positive thought mind we call the Christ in us. And the human form has to face it. So jump over the wall, and that is commit suicide, and get pledged. If you do jump, the Father in heaven will tell this angel to protect you. Now, one of the kids starting to be a priest, I asked my mentor, I said, why, Father, where did it want to get Jesus? He laughed, and he said, you don't understand that the truth is, we all feel anguish because our Father never asked us to disperse his bond with his ovum. We were thrown out, and we sure have to use every vicious act to be a winner. There are no losers in this world. But you can make it not a loser by believing you lost the race, or you're unworthy, and there can be one with every existence. But all you did was to hurt yourself by identifying who you are, not with what you are. What you are, you're a winner. A sperm thrown out without consent, that's what we call drafting. It should have every right to rebel if it is. And it goes down the uterine canal towards the ovum. And then, if you ever were to see the actual phenomenon of the sperm breaking the ovum, it sure is one of the most Indiana automobile routes. Everyone is trying to get there, but you know something? A loser can't be born. Only the winner gets to the ovum and it's completed. So we're not going to feel vulnerable of what our parents did short out. And we're not going to feel angry of what society may call us from the parents' mistakes. We are thankful to know what we are, that gives us the right to our true inheritance of divinity. What we are all winners. There are no losers in this universe. But you can make yourself a loser, and you can live a life of losing. And creative intelligence, God, will provide you as many opportunities for you to run the race till you decide that you are a winner. And then, to him that overcome it, I'll never say so to you. You have overcome all the fears and frustrations and the fixations with the understanding. And then you will see. But the caterpillar will laugh at you and say, what if you so long? That's left as a model for us, a reminder, as we lose our sense of direction in the who, we'll eventually come back to that model and then look at what we are. So creative intelligence, God, has its purpose of will to constantly remind the creation that it must establish its identity with what it is, not who it is. So, Brother Jesus answered that particular condition of suicide by saying, don't tempt the Lord. We don't have the right to kill ourselves anyway because we don't give ourselves life. Even how miserable life can seem to us from the fact that we are thrown out without our consent and ingrained in the memory bank of itself, we don't have the right to kill ourselves. And then we will be totally surprised that an element can't kill another element, no matter how it tries. An element is already immortal. So you're stuck with your immortality. So you only play the charade of a skin, you see? Brown, yellow, black, yellow, all colors, male, female. And this is the charade we play. It's called a who. The who game. And after you realize that, you know, one of the funniest things I've ever said is, what in you reverses the clock in a strange way? And if you think you're falling apart, all of a sudden you start looking younger than all those who are younger than you. And everybody wonders what the heck happened to you. You'll return to the what? You have more vitality, more aliveness, because the elements inside that put you together have suddenly synchronized with the understanding for the first time. And like Paul would say, I understand. That's the truth of the truth. I don't need the magic or the miraculous conditions to convince myself of what I am. And so this is what all the great men have all done. The evidence is that they have arrived at the understanding of what they are. As a glory to the creative intelligence. First, most important intent that this principle can have. Giving an example of its reality. And that reality is immortality. internally, non-breakdown. But that's only one of the gifts of that particular accomplishment. Look at the many other untapped qualities of God in you, that you're aware of what you have. They're much. So, three tests that are very dominant in our lives. And the form, one is food. You'll kill the food if you're going to get stuck. That's one of the funny functions of life. And yet, that's the very first thing that Jesus demonstrated, that we have power over. Who we are will make us want to kill the food. What we are will show us that we don't live by eating. So Jesus said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but an indirect form of element in the form of bread. The elements could be iron, calcium, water, dietary, nitrogen. There is fiber bread, fried bread. We process it with our saliva. But you know something? You can't keep it inside. You can't even order a single item. Otherwise you're constipated. So Buddha says, attachment is the cause of suffering. So right away you learn you got to be very much loving and devotional. So it's better to give than to receive. Well, and so Brother Jesus loves it as well. Man, this manifestation, he lives or exists. It's sustained by sonic word, resonance, that passes through the elements of holding together the form. We are held together by, I heard it, I can't see it. And I can record it. There it is surrounding me all the time. It's called divine voice of self, resonance word. And so it is in the beginning of the word that is agricultural language. And the word was that God created the intelligence. And the word was God. It ain't going nowhere. And the word was made flesh, that means it took a form. Put the atoms together to synchronize it with geometry. And dwells in man or the manifestation of the geometry. So the Chinese people say, it's not like a talk to yourself to go move your lips in the pocket. So sound is always going to be here inside of the body. I mean, when always confront yourself. And the confrontation is the who and the what. We call it right brain today and left brain. So, but food will drive us to that. Therefore, starvation and all these things will always be as a test to force the food to phase down its foodness and begin to recognize what it is. Then the next condition will be suicide, not being competent, not feeling accepted and lousy me and all, can't do nothing. And then when you realize losers can't be born, suicide is not a real threat in the Lord. Why threat the Lord? We never gave ourselves life in the first place, so how we can take it? And if we can't go any place, that automatically establishes what we are. And last but not least, we can't hold a doggone thing in this universe. So very good. I'll give you all this if you only found out what to do. If Brother Jesus fell asleep last night, what is all that big universe around you going to do for him? So he said, but the man says, today you can't own anything, Chuck. So he says, get thee behind me, Satan, me and left brain, quit harassing me. And he walked out of the desert knowing fully well that elements in the form of food element in the form of lack of acceptance, and elements in the form of possession are not really valid. They're only mind games for who we are. The actual truth is, what am I? I am the element, because it is structure, it is a come, let us make man. In our own image, this is come, let me make. The word is in us. That means there's more than intelligence involved. Intelligence and element are involved. And a man is a manifestation, a form, a functioning mechanism. Male and female would imply us, how the structure is held together with intelligence and man. And the male and female in the Chinese or the agricultural language is called a yin and a yang. Modern physics call it plus minus. You can't run anything in this room without a plus and a minus. And if you look around in this room, male and female, which one of you are two old ones? Or two sperms? Everyone in this room is a sperm and old, right? Now you know what you are, so how can you get around it? And that's what we confront ourselves. So the losing sperm didn't get there, the winning one got there to the oval. Well, we decided to leave the male aspect or the female aspect, either the dilator or the constrictor. The Eastern man, as I culturally call it, yin and yang. And I like to be a little comical. And you take a yin and a yang and you join it together young. So as a result of the yin and the yang. But that's where we are. We're heading towards this internal comprehension. And so there's no way that the who in us will ever allow us to return to the true understanding. We have to get to the one. And it's the one that makes us realize that all the wise men, our brothers and sisters, have all come down as models to remind us. And we point out the way. Look at life. Look at structure. See how it's put together. And then you will no longer fear. So God breathed into man this manifestation, breath of life. Now that's the funny thing. That's only given to you through your nose after they cut the cord. You ain't gonna get it through your nose no matter how they try inside the womb. So you better now you come to grips with yourself. You're inside a womb, you may make all kind of noises and stuff, and everybody say you're wonderful and great inside there. Well, you're breathing with your nose. Till you come out of that womb and they cut that cord, and then if you do breathe with your nose, and if you stay on time, as if the car younger say, synchronicity with the environment, they'll teach you. Otherwise, they'll put you back in the soil. That's why when the WHO quit pressurizing society and look at the what, then society would move on to a higher level of self-acceptance and the norm of the true man, the purpose of the true man, to emerge the consciousness. But I'll tell you why the WHO must exist. The skin of the banana is necessary to protect it from the womb. So the WHO in societal living is necessary to insulate the individual's whatness. As a child evolving to an adult, you could start off with a whatness. You have to start off with a who-ness. And then nature lines up for 30 years is called Saturn Return. So for the first 30 years, you're allowed to muck up. And the next 30 years, you're allowed to clean it up. And if you stick it out the dome paddock, then all the rest is yours. So that's where Solomon comes in by saying there's a time and a place and a season for everything. This is the one aspect that why the child evolving to an adult goes through all the hoops. Yeah. The what begins to emerge and the body breaks up from incorrect living that is forced to correct itself. That's where the difficult right is the cleanliness is next to godliness. Clean up your act. I only say cleanliness is godliness is right. But this is what we are forced to come to grips with. And you're entitled, everyone is entitled, if you don't take it away from the person, the right to nothing. You're all right, no one take it away from you. You don't got it even take it away from you. You have that right because it's given to you. So breath of life is put into us and we became living souls. Most of us got a erroneous notion, you have a soul, and then you use the body to save it. But if you are a living soul, maybe the world is living soil. What you really are is living element walking around in a container called skin. And more than take your shoes off, you simply don't do it. Holy soil. This is all soul yourself. So God is already outside and inside, but he's playing a charade of a game called illusion, Maya, Eastern terminology, Western side is relativity. The who, we call it. The what is. The form is living, solid, far more dynamic of concept than soul, because that can be very nebulous. But the livingness of the soil, the integration of the elements to act as a living mechanism, indicates its immortality in the foregone conclusion. You don't have to work for immortality, you have to accept your immortality. By changing down the rules and generating the what in you. Now electricity says what are more important than what? Voltage? So even that goes back, they couldn't get around that no matter how they try. Funny man, that's a big humor. I love it. That's what it is. So there is why we say that. We are entitled to panic, we are entitled to all different things because we didn't ask to be created. We were just told, come let us put this thing together. And right away, the elements put us together. And go forth and gear up yourself as multiplied. I don't know how we can be anything more than that and then have dominion over the universe. This wonderful form is given us wonderful investiture to go out. And you know, the
if you look at the word dominion, there is no indication of it, it can be a human. It can only say you have authority over the empire. And all the different conditions can make you come to this acceptance are provided by the laws of nature, providing a choice. And the choice is living to die or living to live. But if the Creator put us together, wanted his creation to die, he would have started in the first place. Because he would be there too. And he'd be out of business. And he wouldn't leave a model of his existence in the environment like a caterpillar, which represents the sperm eating it with the butterfly hood, to remind his own creation that is the essence of my real purpose. So my will be done and not your will be done, no matter who you think you are. I'm going to make sure you're immortal if you like it or not. So wake up and accept your immortality and live in the now. That's what he has done throughout his whole creation. And he run into all of his brothers and sisters and he come to time. And they're all looking at the one reality. What now? The who in us is generated from the time we take the breath. And those who are responsible will be called parents. While you're in the womb, it's mom and pop. After the cord is cut, they are called parents, but they don't pay the rent till 18 years, required by the law. In some countries, another country, they depend on what. But they got to pay the rent. And you and I may play all kinds of charades about who, up to that point, because they're going to program you, a door is a door, and a window is a window, and don't muck it up. And so your who-ness is hacked into you within that time frame required by society. And if you don't obey, society will make you obey because they have little farms for you to learn how to obey. But that's all the period allotted for the who. That's why I say up to 30 years, you got all that time to play around with the who. Can't they? Now, what would be the problem if cord is cut and you hear this voice? Hi, Mom. This is Captain J.P. Four from the Sun Treaty. And I'm here back to return. And what is the mom is a school bike. But a lot of things are happening in our environment, so I think it'll be possible if the child comes out and he wants to walk off to there and salute you and the captain. He wants to. So the who's are in the first portion of our life. And we're inside of this, and we have to program the first child to relate to the environment. Then, and we're supposed to assume personal responsibility to function on its own. Then the what function. You don't really make the transition from who to what until we're in the stage of deciding for ourselves to go from the passenger to the driver. And everybody's got to drive their own car. You know, this is one thing. All our brothers and sisters have come true and demonstrated the immortality of nature. And they are caught up into this disguised condition and forced to recognize this to live as the actual truth. Yet, no realized master or state will breathe. In my case, I fell off a building years ago and cracked up, 30 feet, washed up, and I was in every, outside there and everything. I didn't need the devil because I wonder how they didn't need any type of dope to be the devil, let alone a God that sit up and read to me. So I said, I want to see heaven. So what I saw, the pearly gates of heaven, beautiful, all the gorgeous world. Something in my brain said, go on through, push it up. And I pushed through the other side and I saw all the empty oyster shells waiting to be given. Okay, if this is heaven, then you have it. So where is heaven? Fiery gates all around. Boy, something said, push it up. And I pushed it like a, my skin, like a, what do you say, asbestos consciousness. And then the other side, all the wood is stacked up my skin, and just keep the fire going. I said, where the hell is the devil and where's God? And then the other Jesus looked at me. I'm Yogananda, and all these guys. And this is it. Where are you, fellow? Over here. Then they disappeared, and I'm looking at myself like a million of faces, they're all me looking back at me as if they're me, 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 I am me, I am me. Uh-oh. Then it's going down, and then I realize, oh, hey, I ain't got no death. Breath of life, you know. And I'm looking at the faces of all the faces looking at me. And not one of them. Yeah, their eyes are all saying, breathe, breathe, breathe. You know, you ever have experience being out of breath? One sensation. Huh? Well, imagine me, I fall off a building, I don't even realize the damage there of the injury because so far this is to the floor. I don't feel much. No? I felt 30 feet, and that's the only, that's all I felt. And I felt 30 feet to the ground. I didn't even think I hit the ground. But the funny part is I tried to get up. None of the parts will hold up. Then I know for sure I goofed it up. By that time, your brain says, oh, you don't go up, you. But I have to go that route to find out. And it is all honesty. The great ones will not receive, but they will love you. They'll constantly remind you to get up. And that's what they do. Pick up your cross. Don't pick up yours. You can't reach for them. You have to form. Cross is the line of the energy going this way, and the line of the energy going this way, and the lower is here. Now, when someone brings you a gift, what is your normal reaction? Sense of gratefulness, thanks, right? Thanks. That's the same principle that you're forced to deal with. That's why the yogis or unified conscious people in the traditional agricultural language make such a reference to the breath, because it was triggered in at the time of the cutting of the cord. And in any experience of being out of breath, it is the one thing that you pray for, because it keeps you conscious. Don't breathe the barrier. Food? I'll put it this way. I eat everything, but I know when. Now that's the difference between me and macrobiotic and all the other people. They know what to eat, but they don't know when. And I met their best representative. And then I asked them to eat a certain food that they can't make. And they would tell me they would not touch that food because it's toxic, has a bad reaction in the body. And I said to myself, I don't know of a single thing real here in nature that's supposed to be practical to be used. And I'm already told by the Creator, eat everything that moves on the face of this. So, but no when. And if you're in doubt as to when, you can always use Master Charge. Bless it before you put it in your mouth. Because he came and he gave Master Charge the night before they hung him on the cross, you know, and stuff of all that kind. That was the Master Charge. Eat this, a solid object, is given for the remission of sins which is misapplied decisions of not knowing what to do with. In remembrance of me. And drink this, that's another one. It's food, he's talking on all the things that relate to solid and liquid. Due to the misapplied decisions of not knowing how and when to apply it. It's given. Verbally, with the body, right there and then, as a voucher to the creative life. That anyone using it with that understanding has a temporary credibility for the end. It doesn't say that you must abuse it. It also implies that you better find out how to do it properly along with the Master Charge. So, someone asked a friend of mine, sir, are you a vegetarian? His name was Yogananda. Said, no, I'm a proper eatarian. Vegetarians eat french fry and coke and die. But a proper eatarian knows that he is not one. It was what he had made you sick. It's not proper. It's that he had it made you sick. Now, you drive a car. Did you buy $10,000 worth of parts or $10,000 worth of time? Parts? Huh? Where's it going to go if it's out of time? Mr. Ford is stuck with it, or Mr. Chevrolet, they're all stuck with it parts when they're out of time. You wouldn't buy it. Will you buy on time parts? So, the car isn't functional because it's not, the parts are not on time, right? You buy it because the parts are on time and therefore you drive down the road with confidence. Now that's exactly it. If the parts don't work on time, you may have one or two types of diseases. Too fast or too slow. If it's too fast, they call it hyper. We have every type of disease, A to B to the hyper A. And if these parts are too slow, they call it hypo. And you have every disease from A to B to the hyper A. But if it's on time, they keep you and they call you normal. And therefore you don't go looking for no doctor to correct anything wrong with you because everything is on time for the first time. So this is the fact of what we are. In my case, I eat everything that I know that. So, there's not a single food that nature has made for man to use bad person at the wrong time here, at the right time here. But at the wrong time, and if it's blessed, that's not the charge, you'll get through. Well, we don't suffer from malnutrition in this country. What we suffer from is potluck eating. That's our problem. Like a day on Sunday, years ago, on the frontiers, and the church is over, all the farmers and friends will bring whatever you have to share, you got it. And they spread it out. The men will reach out and take a piece of rib and chew on it and go and talk how to make a mechanical horse. Because they're set up as a lousy one, they don't do what they want it to do. And the women will grab a few pieces of vegetables and go off in a corner and discuss latest dyes on how to make nice cloth. And turn the kids loose to get them out of the air so they don't be bugged while they're discussing. And the kids will crawl over, pop everything in their mouth. Grandma, grandpa, is not your father, but honey, look at the future, let's open the cafeteria. And that's where potluck people came. We got plenty available for us to put it in the forgotten. So, it's not the food that is not true. You see, if I hadn't gone to it myself years ago, I would have become a doctor. I had to go to it. I'm one of those type of individuals that don't accept my deal until I mark it up myself first and get out of it. So I get my share of that disease. And I used to be a hard hit upon. Nancy Yogananda was fully enlightened, and you went to eat and you even abused his body just to satisfy some person to make them feel that their nature could be overcome if they look at the facts. So what you do at certain times, many of them complain, Master, we can't eat these foods because after all we have such ache and pain. And so deliberately he would order certain foods for them to eat. And then they said, but Master, you're okay. And then he take a piece of food like that and look at them. And when they put it in their mouth, they're satisfied before they even halfway through the plate. He kept a phrase out there, fixation. He did them a great deal of correction in their mechanism by showing them it was not what they were eating, it was their fixation. And one time someone told me he ordered a big box of popcorn around 12 o'clock at night, I said, I'm going to get this from the people here. And everybody. And look at the eyes of everybody, see how they're squirming. At another time, they'll spread a big meal, they'll come in and sit down and look at the meal, and just take a little and squash it up in his hand. Pass it out around that and just a walk on the roof. He was such a nice person. He knew the laws of physics, but he never would show off of it, but he understood it. But he would never say it was time, because he didn't want to impose that upon society at that time, and he came to this country. As the years went by, those who knew him more intimately knew he knew the laws very well, and he was very conscious. Many of his students, he would tell them, you need an extra day. You need this to do. And they would say, okay, master, I'm a vegetarian. He said, I want it. And so many of his students have to change their dietary habits to respond to the eating. he knew their problems were not coming to see it, but their frustration was made them sick. Until they overcome their frustration, and then that's the truth. All of them agree that I talked to them years after that the food was perfect at a certain time of the day. And so this one friend of mine, he has a place in my last study, and he was told to eat an egg. But he got to be eaten in the morning, and one morning he was going to eat it, and then I said, I didn't tell you in the morning. So he put away the egg. So that's what he said. Later on again, he started trying to cook one in the middle of the day. I didn't tell you in the middle of the day. Well, by that time the boy is frustrated. Where do I eat it? I said, eat an egg. So since he was confronted twice, in the morning and in the afternoon, what is left for him to eat the egg? Night time, right? So just out of sheer fear, he's looking around and breaks the egg, just put it in the pan, and by that time you're going to have the water. Enjoy it. Well, we just made a comment that it was the right time. Is that after every start comparing those times? That's it. I went through that years ago.
Let mushrooms
come in. Oh, good. Where does the mushroom go and where does the onion go? Underneath, right?
Underneath.
Yeah. And an egg is formed there. Now you understand the principle of solar dynamics of light and elements and the relevant mass for us. They're all laws of physics. Now, we are a processor of food. We're not an eater of food. That's why we can't keep nothing. And therefore, we can't own anything. See, if we could own something, it would be interesting. It's just constipation. So we process food through the mouth like a machine, breaking it down with the teeth, using the enzymes to separate the parts. They come in, the elements come in two textures, a fiber or a tissue. Nine times out of ten, the agricultural heritage, they'll try to feed the tissue more than the fiber because their method of survival and slaughtering is very crude. And never used too much, so mostly people have got sick over the century. The rice and try to infer the case down the consumption of tissue over fiber. That's how vegetarian diet began to get an upsurge. But if it was truly factual, why would Jesus feed the people the fish? You see what he did with this. He sent his students to buy bread. The students look in the purse and say, we ain't got enough money to buy the bread to feed some of the people here. He said, okay, I can't manufacture money. That's against the law. Okay, you fellas, what have you got? What do you want? What do you eat? You got any food in? And then they found out one boy offered what he had brought in the package. And what was in the package? Fish and bread. Nothing else. Nobody had a mango or a potato or a squash. So, and all he would do is the Xeroxing principle of consciousness. He Xeroxed it by telling them, okay, get them back to you. But you know what time of day they had done? Around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Going out to fish and lunch. Towards the end of the day, that they were already phasing out. So the bread was okay around 5 o'clock, and by 6 o'clock, the fish would be okay. Now, where do you go catch fish? In the middle of the day, or early in the morning, or late in the evening? When the light is going down, right? So basically, all these men were operating with the natural understanding of the law. And that's what we call chronobiology today. In ancient times, they call it sunlight, fellows. Does a pineapple grow on a tree? Does it grow on a vine? Or is it a member of the cactus family? It is called bromelias. And so it's a nighttime plant. But I don't want to be false. It looks like your cubic area. And that's what it needs to do, to ensure that your genital organs have nighttime hormones. Long time, so nature is the biggest joker of provision and cartoon. It's called homeopathic medicine. What looks like is for what it's supposed to look like. It's called the CIA, second on the FBI, but it's own FIP. It's a chief secretary, and then you have the police secretary, that's the allopathic medicine or orthodox medicine. Opposite, we face the opposite. But that's where we are. So that type of food is all appropriate. If it's a special food for the skin, no, you can eat it at another time of the day, and that would be around lunar time. But you're not using the principle of light to integrate with the elements of the food. You're utilizing pressure for the organism that is processing that type of food at another time of the day, in another time frame of the month. So early man measured his time in terms of the moon or the sun. I see you in 8 moons or 8 suns? Good, because every 28 days he knew his wife had to go to bed for that meditation, right? So that phenomena isn't going to leave him. So he had to count moon instead of sun. Now in every 28 days, you have 7 days that the body is exposed to the moon coming close to you. That's a pressure ratio, not a light ratio. Therefore, anything that is put in at the wrong time, out of its short cycle, would immediately be compensated by the pressure pushing it out. So early man discovered his first colon irrigation method by following the moon. Then he couldn't often control it. He had to develop gourds to use water. And then when you read in this, I think to study the knowledge, they have that particular understanding of internal determination to water pressure. So you can eat the food within a certain period of the month in reference to the pressure. That's very good. It's not what you eat that makes you sick. It's when you put it in that makes you sick. Well, I think you can ask Jody Commissioner about that. Talk a little louder.
Many years ago, I read a book called One Target.
it sounds similar. I gave it to mine the hard way. I fell off the building years ago, and the doctors were doing everything to keep me alive. I was laying a hard 8 pounds, well stuffed up with pieces. But I was dying from gas because the body was bloating up from the food I was eating. I didn't have no bacterial disease other than broken bone, so I was given what they call number one optional food in the hospital. Anything you want to eat. But I was getting bloated with gas and not getting them. Then I said one day after a year and 6 months going on in the chat, I'm not getting out. And by that time, they'd already given up on me. I said, I'm going to do exactly the opposite to what they done. And so I started off with the food. One morning, the nurse came to me and said, what's it like for breakfast with police? I said, hey. So she brought bacon and egg, toast, orange juice and milk. Lovely bacon. It has vitamin C, it has the calcium and all the wonderful protein and carbohydrates. So I pushed everything away and I had the egg. At 10 o'clock, I'm floating with gas and complaining with the egg. So the nurse came around and looked at me and said, what's the matter? Oh, I'm getting gas. So she wrote down, they kept having gas. By 12 o'clock, the gas is already gone. And so they come around again to offer you the day to eat me. And she said, what do you want for lunch and for me? I said, hey. Okay, I said, nurse, am I paying for it? And I said, yeah, okay. She went back to the kitchen, brought the egg. I pushed everything else at the egg by 3 o'clock, I'm full of gas again. The nighttime nurse came back. Because if you change it at 4, nighttime nurse came around 7 o'clock and said, what do you want for supplement to do? I said, hey. By that time, she read the report. Morning, this guy reported again. She said, nurse, am I paid? She said, all right. She got the air, and I had the air that night. I'm waiting for the gas. 10 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And I'm getting sleepy for the first time, which is impossible. I'm out. Next morning, the other nurse is there and she sees the report. Patient had no gas, but sleepy for the first time. So I asked the next again. By that time, you can hear her remark now. Oh, no. I said, please, nurse. She brought the egg. 10 o'clock, the same thing. This is Tuesday. 12 o'clock, came back again, at 3 o'clock, the same thing. By that time, she's calling the head office. But we got schizophrenic, not happy. That evening, a Tuesday evening, I had the egg again, night nurse, and we reported it. By that time, the front office and the doctor's, my surgeon is already notified. This guy. This is Canada Red, number one. Brain surgeon is Mr. Ben Peter Dennis, Dr. Ben. Everyone goes to this crazy nut. But Wednesday morning, he's there, the doctor was there. What's this Leon hearing about you? I said, look, Doc, I gotta get out of this case. All I try to do is find a way to eat something that I can feel healthy and not get gas. He looked at me and said, are you using magic or nothing? You know the doctor, you grew up in India. I didn't know magic, I want to get the hell out of this place. He said, I know you're not using suggestion or all kind of things. Let's observe you. Breakfast? Gas. Lunch? Gas. Supper? No gas. Thursday morning, he and four of his assistants are all Muslims. You want to sign a release of data? We want to study because this don't make sense. Why should only nighttime you eat the egg and it doesn't put you to gas and there's no so you're falling asleep? It goes down. I was planning to get the place. It broke me up. And lo and behold, it's sorry. Morning, I eat the egg, get the gas at 7 o'clock. Maybe I eat the egg, I get the gas at 8 o'clock. Nighttime, I eat the egg, no gas. This is Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, by Sunday night. They are already writing me off. This is an amazing fact. And the body does not reject the egg at night. It only does it in the morning, the ability, and the gas formation. So by that time, Monday comes around and says, you want to try something else? I say, yes. He says, you pick it, we'll work with it. So I picked the next food. It was bread. Everybody loves their toast in the morning, right? Regularly. Eat toast in the morning, get gas. Eat toast at midday, no gas. Eat toast at night, and I got gas. This got down for 2 days, and then we agreed at once. Bread is rare, middle of the day. And we went through a whole month like that, sorting out several foods. By that time, in 6 to 7 weeks after, my body started to show definite response to getting well. By the end of the 9 months came around, a little different. A year already, 6 months, 2 more months. 9 months, a year, 9 months, my body has shown everything to be older on the X-ray. It normalizes the impact. And I'm ready to take off this. By that time, I got through a full set of foods that the body rejected and accepted a different cancer. But then when I came out, the last day, my surgeon said to me, said, I don't care what you believe in, or whatever method you want to follow. Unless you clean up colon of yours, you'll never be there. He says, I have a unit that I devised in my own clinic. We come and give it to you, called Kalani. So imagine in 1950, in the 50s, or 56, here is the word Kalani. It's like, way out there. So I got out of the hospital, I was signed out, and the Monday morning, I ran home. I have to go to this place on Friday. All day Monday, I got to water. Three healthy boys. All day Tuesday, I drank water. Three healthy boys. All day Wednesday, I drank water. Three healthy boys. By Thursday, I drank the water, nothing. Friday, I'm ready. Want cocky health for living.
What do you think?
And this is all, I went up to his office, knocked on the door, so oh, come on in, get out the machine, and I started to put that's what I pay for, on the machine, and in 15 minutes I saw the stuff coming out, I said, hey, Doc, so what? Didn't you and I sign the okay 6 weeks ago, eating corn, isn't that corn coming out of me? Yes, it is corn. You mean to tell me I never did digest that thing? No, sir. He walked out of the room and I said, look up to me. I said, the banner, there's a failure banner, I told him, you better put up a shut up, and if you don't know nothing, forget about being an engineer or anything, you better learn about life because you didn't know nothing. And you died. With all that stuff inside you, can you call yourself a healthy person? So I said to the doctor again, I said, doctor, I'll do that for you anything. He said, doctor, always give me the person. And I was ready to walk out the room after. He looked at me and said, you know, I'm not a man because my wife is already gone on to the other world. I don't have any children, but I have a feeling you would want to know more of your life. simply them. And I've been in your part of the world, the Orient, and I'm glad you can even now. Now you look at these Testaments and say, I like to accept them. But I said, I like to accept them as that. Just come, study, get the place. He said, but I wouldn't want you to be a doctor. If you want to be something, give it to a therapist. He said, your truth is not cutting people and just getting the other by annoying them in all your body operations. And I really started studying what my body is for the first time. So what? An entire different education I gave. But you see, I wouldn't make the transition if I just spent 30 years from Muppet. So I'm thankful that I had the opportunity from Muppet. I'm thankful for the first to be there in that moment in time to make the transition. So, as the years went by, I did a lot of researches and testing and studying to validate what I call solar nutrition, the science of detail on time. Therefore, I eat everything that I know that. Now, you got to know your chemistry pretty well to take a chance to it. So it's not just guesswork, it's factual nature that's already there. Not denying, because a little of anything is medicine to exist, it's too much no good. But the worst thing is none of anything is no good either. Total abstinence and total indulgence is not helpful, because your body doesn't operate on the extreme 100% anything. Your body operates with 80% alkaline and 20% acid. Like it or not, you're stuck with it. So you have to learn how it operates. So to say you're going to be 100% vegetarian, which I tried to be again, I went to have the insurance medical test, and the doctor completed the test and looked at me and said, sir, you have cancer. I said, impossible, doctor. He said, I'm not lying, I'm not joking. I'm still not a death to me. And he got rid of it, come back to me, you have cancer. I said, doc, tell me the honest truth. The man that indulges, and the man that don't indulge, both have the same disease. They're ignorant, right or wrong. Just a minute. I said, okay, I have that education. I'm going to see you. I walk out of the office. And I told my wife at that time that I had cancer. So I knew Dr. Kelly, the divisor of the alkaline carrot diet, and we got in contact, and I went on a carrot diet for 6 days. My ex-wife said to me, you look like a carrot, you smell like a carrot, you look like a carrot, I don't want to be around you anymore. That was true, but 28 days my whole body came looking like a car, but then the next 28 days to make the 56 days, everything began to change. I came back to the normal color, and I went back to the doctor. He gave me the test. I said, I don't believe it. I said, what? I said, do it again, Doc. He did it a second time. He said, you don't have any signs, and I don't want you to tell me what you did. You're putting me out of business. I said, thank you, sir, and find my insurance form, let me go. And to this day, I would say, when I eat one. I had a type of cancer where I was too alkaline from being a vegetarian. I didn't know the types of cancer were different. There were two types of acid types and alkaline types. And so I'm a type O blood. I could not be a vegetarian if I tried. Nature wouldn't allow me. And that's how I discovered blood types. And so to this day, I eat everything at the right time. So I eat my fruits and nuts in the morning, and my vegetables. And if I have to eat this four-legged or a two-legged creature, it's in the middle of the day. And that's what Jesus says, blessed is Master John. And if I have to eat the fish and the egg at night, and the vegetables under the ground, that's what I eat at night. And a little is medicine and too much no good. One jigger of alcohol will keep you alive because your spine is already naked. Alcohol has bioavailability has to breathe. So to say you're going to stay away from one little jigger of alcohol to be a teetotaler, you'll get cancer. Get cancer. Did you stay away from it? I was a type O blood, and I never touched alcohol, and I didn't touch no meat. I was totally vegetarian, gone home for years. I ended up with the condition, and I had to clean up myself to face the fact. I realized I was at the extreme end of it. So I came back to the middle, by the hard rock. So there are three types of alcohol. From three different light zones. In the morning, they're called brandy, the fountain tree, with fruit. In the middle of the day, they're called grain alcohol or wine. They come from the grapes or the grain. At night, they come from the cactus or the. So you have tequila. Or you can have ginseng wine, or you can have pineapple wine, ginger wine. They're all nice types. But it's not the quantity. There's one jigger of it at that time frame. And if the Oriental have developed one wine that you can drink three times a day, it's all rice wine, you know, just take a taxi to take a living. Brother Jesus made wine at the wedding, and if it was such a bad thing, why would he do it? It's not the, and Paul told his own student Timothy, take a little wine for your stomach's sake, when you tell him to take his brain sake. He gets so carried away with a lot of these things, so he's drinking the supplement, eating the supplement from a brain fixation, and not from an understanding of health in terms of proper utilization. So you must know that if the Creator put you together, you had every intention to harass you to learn the truth. That's why he devised the technique called devil. There are no devils to be found in time or harassed. If you're a scientist, how would you know a machine is good until you whack the hell out of it to find out that it's called the breaking point? Then you can sell it under guarantee. Huh? The same thing. How are you going to know this mechanism is good to divinity until you what? Push it to the breaking point to want, even want to destroy yourself? But if you don't fall for it, you come up smelling like a rose. Forgotten, but really important. So your divinity is already established. It's very easy.
Yeah. If anybody has any questions, you can ask it now. What did you want to cover?
Well, I was thinking that you may have some very interesting thoughts and observations with music, home,
that's the workshop we do, sonic therapy. Music is organized noise. No, it doesn't have the word noise doesn't imply positive or negative. Noise without integrated resonance is called noise. And that's called sound. Once you integrate it and set it up in terms of a relationship, then it's called music. But the body is operating in resonances and harmonics. Each organ in your body operates in different harmonics. And if you were to hear it, you wouldn't believe it. If you drank a glass of water, what is your throat to? That's an assumption, not valid. Your throat is making a sound right now. And if you heard that sound, you wouldn't believe your throat does that, that it's healthy. It has to make that sound to indicate to the therapist that it's a healthy throat. And if I'll duplicate it to you. Now, to the therapist, until he can get that sound coming out from the vocal cord on a machine that he uses to measure the healthy reaction of the tonsils, you have to recommend other therapies that correct the imbalance in your tongue that is caused in the throat. And yet the patient would not believe a healthy throat supposed to sound like that. And yet if he hears his own sick throat, how it is sung, he wouldn't believe it either. But he talks beautiful English or speaks beautiful French, but he's got a sore throat that makes him think, oh, I got a sore throat back. And when you measure the sound of the sore throat, it's called that's the sound of a sore throat. And the sound of a healthy throat. Now,
my voice is talking, they don't know peak and is supposed to be the actual sounds of the cells. But that's exactly what they're doing. You see, it blew the mind of many researchers when we heard the sounds of actual organs in the body, what they were doing. But it started to laugh because we never thought that the body would make those sounds to represent health. So anytime somebody goes like this, you say what? The burping, and that's very what? Crude, as far as your skin is concerned inside here, it's telling you you're lucky, you're choked if you didn't let it out. And if you did choke, this is what the song would sound like inside. And then you pull like, oh my God. And then the heart will go like this. Now, if you were to hear these sounds of your body in reference to health and in reference to sickness, they sound like a bunch of noise. But we were amazed that the human body did this. Now, if you take those sounds and arrange them, you can make music out of it. And so early man came up with this to make himself healthy. Then Mozart came along and did his music. If you would go back and realize you can't make music outside of the scale. The scale are what? What are the sounds of the scale? Now this one you get, you know. A, B, C, D, F, G, right? Now try and sing it out. They go like, do re mi fa sol la ti do. These were verbal connotations to the song by the intellect. There were no machine in those days to record the actual sound that was being made by the organ. But when the intellect tried to integrate it, it put it in a scale ratio of do re mi fa sol la ti do or A B C D F G. And that's basically what they were talking about. But your mouth can only go in three directions. Try and see if you can make some good. Make a song like this. Going to go outside of that. And therefore the human voice is already integrated to its own cellular resonance to maintain homeostasis. But if you took that away and you were to actually hear the sounds within each organ, it is 8 year old. They sound like a door squeaking, they sound like water falling, and they sound like a kettle ready to blow off its lid. And it's kind of a pile of glass cracking up where somebody threw a rock at it. That's actually the actual sound that the organs make when they're healthy. Freaky, on it. And that's basically what we're talking about. But now, musicians have come along to integrate those sounds into a note relationship. So that when we do hear it, it has some kind of a comforting effect. And we say, if music be the food of the soul, play on.
I think
you see, it is not music that is keeping you together. It's harmonic resonances that regulate mass. And these harmonic resonances are not comforting to the mechanism, but they are the sound that the mechanism makes in momentum to indicate its operating efficiency. Now, how do you like the sound of a clock when it's working? Pretty boring, right? But if you want to make that happy, you make up your own right. Integration of the sound to make you feel that joyful. But as far as the clock is concerned, this is what actually is going on. That's where you got the difference between the who and the what. Who you are and what you are two different things. What is actually going on in this body is entirely different. If you hear the blood running through the artery, they don't go to a red mirato lad, you know? They go, now, if it's on time, if they're too fast, if they're too slow, as far as the doctor's concerned, he has a device to measure the pressure to read, but he hasn't got another device to listen. Now, when you have a device where you can actually listen, which is a fiber microphone, and pick up the actual sound that they're making, it speaks you out more, because right, they don't make music inside of you. The healthy organ has one type of a sound, and it sounds pretty unconventional. Can you open and close that door for a second and see how it sounds? Now picture that is the actual sound that every joint allows to make to be a functional joint. But because it's subliminal and it's not audible, you operate totally ignorant of it. That's nature's way to prevent you from going berserk. But when we take those sounds and amplify them to the range of audible recognition, you will want to stay in the room. You see what I mean? So that's why most people who have had all type of experiences and shifts in the wavelength of their brain, they heard these strange screeching sounds inside of themselves, they didn't know what was going on. Now, the Eastern man has heard these sounds by one of two ways, standing on his head and bumping it, or spinning around in a dervish behavior, so he got dizzy where his ears will hum, and then he sit down and integrate with it. And so, in the end, when he got some type of shift in awareness to the time frame of his existence, he began to relate to the sound by calling it audible life stream. Now, you ever been there where water's coming down a fall? How does it sound? You ever heard a motor when it's running, how it sounds? Now if the motor knew how it sounds, would it accept it? That's the same with the human body. If it hears how it sounds inside, it wouldn't accept that the body is supposed to sound like that. It feels happy that you're hearing it sound. I'm a Daniel Lay. I'm sitting down in this chair talking to you. That makes this body feel nice. But if I was to phase out those terms and listen to the actual sound that the body is making, years ago I'd have freaked out. Today I'm enjoying it because I know this is the sound it's supposed to make.
And if you don't make it, then I freak out. You see what I mean?
You like that stuff? Boy.
Imagine, that's one of the songs one of your organs has to make all day, all night to stay functional. And when it doesn't do that, and you hear this song coming out of your body, you think you're sick. And then you ask it. And you go to the doctor to stop it. So you give you some medicine to stop it. To go back to this. That's what the research is dealing with. What are the actual sums the body makes in reference to what it makes when it gets also think. And also think is what we call disease by going too fast or too slow. There really is no disease in two terms of words. But mechanical functions that are shifting their time frame in the mechanism. And so we call them hyper or hypo. Then in the area of the mechanism, we label them with not that good. So if it is a step and too fast, you give it a name. If it's too slow, you give it a name. So wherever it is, we're identifying things corrected by using medicine or all different aspects. Some basic